7, we are still talking about a structure right now. So we do not enter into the chapter 1 yet, right? So because it's structure, sometimes we'll jump here and there. If you get confused, it's okay, because later on when we go into details, more details will be explained, if the Lord's willing. We are still talking about the structure concerning Revelation. Now, I want you to compare the differences between the trumpets and the bowl. Please turn to Revelation chapter 8. Revelation chapter 8, huh? Chapter 8, verse 7. This is the first trumpet when he blows, right? You tell me, where is the target of tragedy? Paulina, please read. Chapter 7, verse 1. Revelation chapter 8, verse 7, sorry. Chapter 8, verse 7. So, Paulina, where does the fire and hail come to where? To earth, right? So the target of disaster is earth, right? How many grasses die? One third of earth and all the green pasture die, right? Now, so the target is earth. Please put a mark in chapter 8. Flip to chapter 16. Chapter 16, verse 2. Chapter 16, verse 2. Frank, would you please read? So where is the first ball poor at, Frank? At the earth, right? And the disaster come to those who do not, those who have the mark of the beast, and those who worship the beast, and they have a sore with poison, poison sore. So the tragedy is on the earth. So, Frank, how many percent of those who, how many percentage of the people die for those who had the mark of the beast? How many, everyone who has the mark of the beast shall have this kind of, disaster, right? Is that right, Frank? What do you think? Yes, right? So to those unbelievers, the percentage is 100, right? Now, Polina, go back to chapter 8, verse 8, second trumpets. Nine. Okay, so where's the target of disaster? Sea. So it's one third of living creatures, in the ocean die. One third of the ocean become blood. Even the vehicles, the boat in the ocean, one third damage, right? Now, Frank, please read chapter 16, verse 2. Chapter 16, verse 2. 3, sorry. So what's the target of disaster, Frank? And how many percent of the living creature die in the sea? Everything, 100%, right? Now, Paulina, please read third trumpet, chapter 8, verse 10. Chapter 8, verse 10. So where is the target of disaster, Paulina? Rivers, right? River provided springs, fountain, water, right? 1/3 of the river become troubled. Now, Frank, please read chapter 16, verse 4. Okay, so where is the target of disaster? River, right? Then water become blood, right? I think this is also 100%, huh? Even though it didn't say over here. But this is a revenge from God. Can you read in verse 5, Frank? Okay. So this the target is river, huh? Now, Perina, please read false trumpet. Chapter 8, verse 12. So this is celestial, this sun, moon, and star. To me, this is the air pollution, right? Because it's impossible that the sun will be what? 1/3 will strike. How can sun, moon, star 1/3 God strike? Become dark? How can sun, moon, star 1/3 become dark? The daytime 1/3 has no light. I think this has to do with air pollution. Personal explanation, huh? But the target was celestial, the sun, the moon, and the star, and 1/3 of it, huh? Now, Frank, read chapter 16, verse 8. Nine. So when the fourth power pour, the sun is like today's sun. And in the future, you can imagine that the sun will be even more hotter. Every year we break the records. Almost every year we break the records of the heat, right? The sun is getting hotter and hotter. This is called global warming. So if you want to find a verse that can support global warming, this is the verse, right? The sun becomes very hot. Now the target is, again, celestial. So you understand what I'm trying to say. There's a process. We say processing principle. There's a process from the trumpet to bowl. It is like from 1/3 to 100%. Many of the situation is like that, right? It's getting worse and worse. Everything in the ocean like die 1/3. Later on, all become bloods. And the river 1/3 die, then become 100%. And the sun 1/3 become like people start to blaspheme God. But brethren, these signs, right? Do you notice that nowadays, open your eyes and see, these signs is already a curse in front of your eyes. I don't know, maybe now it is what, a quarter. Again, it's a processing. Come to 1/3, must be from where? Maybe 1/10, maybe 1%, right? To maybe 25%, to 1/3 is 33%. It got to be got from somewhere to 1/3, right? And for 1/3 to go to 100%, 33.33% to what? To 50%, half, to 100%, there's a processes. Now, you are living under these processes. And the Lord tell you that he will come after he will come after the second trumpet was blow. This is the last warning, right? Second trumpet will blow. And before this, the Lord says that you shall see many, many signs. And Book of Revelation just give you that there are many, many signs that you will see on earth. Especially now, church is on earth, right? And you're going to see many phenomena occur on earth. Like, for example, 1/3 of trees die. If you study Al Gore's books that he received Nobel Prize, what his major study was global warming. And one of his study is the Amazon forest. Amazon forest has been cutting and cutting, and it was so severe before. If the bar is like, I don't have a ball over here. If you draw a tubiao, right, a chart, like before maybe like this high. Recently, the cutting of a tree is like shooting this high, right? We are losing a lot of forests. And guess what? Who is using all the resources? It's you. It's me. It's Western countries. It's UK, USA, those people. Like if you go to Argentina, right, their napkin is so small, right? Anybody went to Argentina? I went to the ice cream shop. They give you such a small napkin. But over here, your napkin is so big, right? Your towel is so big, right? You use the best. You use the most trees. American, use the most trees. We cut too many trees. Like, if you go to Indonesia, they call Indonesia, one of the places called is the breath of the earth. 世界的呼吸中心. Why they call it the breath of the center of the breath of the earth? Because the great forest produce a lot of airs, right? And the government says that, you know, you shall not cut the trees. But guess what? Government have policy. Businessmen have another policy to counter government. Because it's impossible for, they told me when I was there, right? They said that it's impossible for government people to go to the forest to check how many trees was cut. So they will go to the inner forest and cut from there. And the government just check outside. Nothing is losing. But actually, many trees are losing. Now, they tell you that they shoot photos 50 years ago and now from satellites, right? 50 years ago, the image of Chicago or New York, and nowadays, the difference is that 50 years ago, the photos taken by satellites, a lot of green spots, a lot of greens. But now, many greens are gone, even in Chicago, even in New York. So you can see, one-third of tree, I don't know how much percent right now, maybe what, 25%, maybe 10%, maybe worse, 40%, I don't know. But I just know that you already see this in the society, one-third of land, one-third of the ocean. Look at the ocean, how many coral has been dying recently? If you Google and see the news, you will notice that recently they tried to ban you to eat lobster tail, right? Because they are saying the lobster has been dying, like losing only one-fifth of lobster population left. So they try to preserve it and do not allow you to catch lobster anymore. You know that coral, right? Coral is the fish bed. I mean, is the food for fish, right? Miki Hoi, you're from Hawaii. Coral. A lot of fish, tropical fish, went there to eat, right? Huh? Yes. The stuff that grows on it. That's why you go into Hanama Bay, they do not allow you to step on the coral because they can feed the fish. But many, many corals die nowadays, right? If you read Old Man and Sea, the old man catch a big fish, right? You read that fish was caught in San Diego, somewhere by San Diego area, right? Nowadays, for you to use your pool to catch a fish is very difficult. You know why? Because now, our technology of catching fish is too good. Like you just pull the nets, you are able to catch whatever you like to catch and whatever you don't like to catch. Many things was caught by you. One third of ocean died. Look at BP oil stuff. The Bible here says that, Frank just read, Second Trumpets, It says that the burning mountain, not burning mountain, let me see, chapter 8, verse 2, as if there was burning mountain, as if not truly burning mountain in the ocean, or as if there was a mountain thrown into the ocean burning. Now, you know the ocean, right? The ocean have a landscape just like earth, right? The ocean also a mountain, right? You know that, right? The ocean also a river, right? When I say river, it's current, right? Right? So you see, when this airplane flew from Brazil to I don't know where to French and crashed in the ocean, and they try to find the black box, and they dip into, they notice that wow, the land is very difficult. The land is up and down, just like there's a mountain in the land. Huh? Now BP oil spill, right? Suddenly you see that BP oil, what? You see the fire, can it burn on the ocean? Huh? You didn't see it? The oil, instead of fire, actually can be burned, right? Anyway, I'm not implying that second trumpet have to do with BP oil. But when I read this, it remind me of, when I look at BP oil, it remind me of the second trumpets. But no matter what, you can see one third in the ocean is getting worse and worse. Oh. Many coral die and many fish is gone. Now, third one is in the river. The Bible says maybe in the future, I don't know what this process will be, but it will tell you that there is a star. Its name is what? It's incense. It's what? Wormwood. Wormwood, right? Bitter one. And fall into the river, and the river become poison. You cannot drink anymore. Maybe in the future, indeed, there's a meteoroid will fall into the fountain. I don't know. But one thing I know right now, if you go to the airport and buy a bottle of water, right? Spring water. That bottle of water is more expensive than that bottle of oil, petroleum. What do you think? Huh? More expensive, right? This is what? $1, right? You use the same tank to buy oil, petroleum. It's less than $1, I'm telling you, right? So what do you tell you? Now, people, when I go to Argentina, people are saying that, you know, there could be another war for Falkland Islands. Falkland Islands, an island beside Argentina and England in the past, go there to try to occupy that land. So there's a fight between England and Argentinian. Now they say that they are fighting for what? They are fighting for water over there. So water, clean water, is harder and harder to get right now. So brethren, what I'm saying that Revelation is not nothing abstract. It's something that you can observe nowadays. Oh. And how about the sun, moon, stars is getting darker and darker? To me, I don't know how you interpret it, but when I look at this, I think it really has to do with air pollution. Oh. Air pollution, air quality is getting worse and worse. You know now, there's acid rain, right? Acid rain. Why acid rain? Because a lot of chemical plants, they shoot up all the poison stuff into the sky, right? And it become clouds and it blow over to the land and it rain down on earth and the earth become what? Acid land. Because it become acid rain fall on the land become acid land. So you cannot, the cultivation is in trouble. Huh? Many people, I don't know, many of your, maybe you, your friends or your church members, their baby has what? Skin problem, right? Skin problem. People are saying that, how come there are so many skin diseases nowadays? It has to do with our environment, the air you breathe, the dust in the air, something over here. Now, this may have to do with that, the fourth trumpet. Some moon star has been stricken, meaning that you cannot see them very clear, right? Air pollution to me. But, of course, my point is that when the Bible talk about the trumpet and the bow, it's all intensified. To me, it's like intensified, right? So you put a chart. They are basically on earth. This is on the ocean. And this is on the river. And this is on, or this is trumpet, this is bow, right? This is on where? On the celestial body. And many of them is one third. Many of them here is 100%. 1%. 100%. So this is only a structure for you to know. Now, if you don't understand this, that's fine. I'm not going to go into detail. Now, when number fifth trumpet blow, right? Frank Reed. What is it? Chapter 8. Verse 5. Chapter 8, verse 5, Frank. Chapter 9, verse 1. Oh, the bottomless pit opened, right? And the beast, and Locustus came out from bottomless. Not come out. The locusts went out from the smoke when the bottomless pit is open. When bottomless pit is open, remember that Satan was sealed in the Satan was sealed over there, and then now it is opened, meaning that Satan has been released. Millennium year is ended. Well, that's another subject that if you don't understand what I'm talking, that's fine. When Satan was bounded, that means that Satan cannot hurt those who live on heaven. They can only hurt those who live on earth, right? And you guys are living in heaven, right? One day the bottomless pit is open, means that it's easier for you to be hurt. For him to stir up the war, like Kyle just studied that before, right? Now he's going to lure, deceive nations to wage wars. Of course, you can interpret two levels, is spiritual war and earthly war. Huh? When does it start? Bottomless pit is opening, right? Now this is fifth trumpets. But you look at like fifth bowl, 16, Borina. 16. Verse 10. So when the fifth bowl was poured, the throne of the beast was in trouble. Oh. He was poured on the throne of the beast. Remember there are two beasts, right? Remember there are two beasts? Right? In chapter 13, remember? One beast from where? Refer to? Political power. One sea from the ocean. Who read that? I mean, yesterday, who read it? Oh, you read it, right? One sea from the ocean, who is it? beast from the ocean. The beast from the ocean, Jesus is not a beast. The beast from the ocean, who is it? That was from the land. Now, who was it? That was a false prophet, right? He looks like a lamb, but speak like a dragon, right? Where does it from? The beast from where? That beast was from where? From the land. Hey, read chapter 13. Yesterday, you read it, right? Let's read it again. Yeah. Like you read it again, oh? Because I will remember who read it. Like chapter 13, verse 11.
And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he
So where the beast come out? Okay, what does it look like?
Two horns like a lamb and
so who is this?
False
yes. Oh. Now, but I think another piece is from the ocean, chapter 13, verse 1. No, we say that this is political power, right? Like Babylon, right? Babylon was from the ocean, right? Beast from the ocean, right? Sister Lakeisha, right? So I think that beast, the beasts have a throne. Throne, of course, to me, refer to political body. Fifth ball pour on that throne, right? And then, what will happen? His kingdom become dark. This is recorded in chapter 16, verse 10. Now, and men bite their own tongue, and men suffered from pain, and they have sore, and they blaspheme God. They do not repent. So this is fifth bowl when it is open. But of course, when over here they did not repent yet. I'm not going to go into detail because I may confuse you. Sixth trumpet was released. When sixth trumpet was blown, what happened? Like Frank, please read chapter 9, verse 13. Frank. So there are four angels. Now it's bounded, oh? Now my understanding now still bounded, oh? Four angels by Euphrates River are bounded. But when the sixth trumpet, da da da, right? And then these six angels was released. Remember, angels only messengers. This could be bad messengers, right? That do bad things, right? Now they are able to do bad things later on. Oh. Now let's read the balls, six ball, chapter 16, verse 12, Paulina. Okay, So the Euphrates River dry, right? So what is Euphrates River? Maybe let me jump a little bit now. Again, this structure, if you don't understand, that's fine. But let me jump a little bit because I keep mentioning about this. You got to know what is Euphrates River. Huh? Near Euphrates River surrounded the okay, this is Euphrates River, right? Now, Euphrates River is over here. Euphrates河, this is Tigris River, 底格里斯河. This is the 人类文化的摇篮. This is where human culture begins, right? This is where Garden of God is, because in the Garden of God, the Bible recorded four rivers. One is over here, the other is over here. The other two rivers disappear already, right? So over here, you can find a lot of petroleum. Huh? And from this land, you use a yengui. What do you say, yengui? Yengui, how do you say? Huh? Compass. If you, not compass. Anyway, you put a center over here, right? You make a circle. And more circle, more circle, more circle, right? Use this as a center. If you depart from this center, you have less history of human civilization. Over here have the longest human civilization. 有文字之后, when you find not legend, I'm not talking about legend, I'm talking about if you have written stuff, right? And find the history, right? This is the, you can find longest human histories from here. Why? Because indeed, God's Garden of Eden is from here. I talked too much already. But now, this river, right? This river become the border river of the promised land. When God introduced the promised land to Abraham, this is the north border river. How do we know that? Now, let's read several verses, then you can understand. Let's read Genesis chapter 15, verse 18. Genesis 15, 18. Now, why say Euphrates River is dry? What does it mean? We are studying this, right? Jumping a little bit, jumping around. We are still talking about the structure, but I think it's good that you know. 15, verse 18. 15, verse 18. Liz, please read loud. So the land to promise, the land promised to Abraham was from, there was a river over here called Egyptian River, very small river. You go across that river, you know that you are in the land of Egypt, right? So the boundary, south boundary is Egyptian River, north boundary is Euphrates River. Now, if Abraham went out of Egyptian River, go down to Egypt, he's in trouble. His wife is taken away by Pharaoh, right? The same thing, oh, now, promised land. This is the church. You are in the church, sorry. You are in the promised land. Oh, and this is a good tour. If anybody falls asleep, this is a good tour, right? Hey, wake up, man. Hey, this is a good tour. Maybe I can use it. No, sorry. What I'm doing now, what I'm saying now, yes, when you go across the promised land, you are in trouble. Like once, right, Abraham or Isaac was living by the border. Sometimes the Egyptian River, sometimes he was living in the North Egyptian River. Sometimes he was living in South Egyptian River. Like he was like many of us are like doing that, right? Saturday we go to church, Sunday we go back home, we go to bar, right? Like we are in and out of the promised land. We are not totally, you know, full-heartedly dedicated to the Lord. At that moment, also, I think it's Abraham or Isaac. Isaac's wife also got captured. Meaning that once you departed from the promised land, you are in trouble, right? Agree? Now, this promise has been repeated in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 7. God repeated that you were your territory will be from Euphrates River to Egyptian River. And it was fulfilled in 2 Samuel chapter 8, David's time. David was able to fulfill overcome the territory of the promised land. But later on, how come, if you notice that, in the future, right, we talk about the promised land, Canaanite, the land of Canaan, it's only a small version of this promised land. We always talk to Dan to Beersheba over here, right? Dan, Beersheba. Like you cut it half. Dan to Beersheba. Dan to Beersheba is the when you look about kings, their territory was like cut half. Why their territory got cut half? Because King Solomon committed sin. So all the enemies started to invade it, go through the Euphrates River, and then later on, their territory can only reach up to Dan. Dan to Beersheba, Dan, right? Are you with me? Are you confused? Meaning that when you commit sin, Satan will come into, break through your territory and hurt you, and you lost your promised land. Let's read. 1 Kings chapter 11. First Kings chapter 11, verse 14. Bright, please read out loud, please. Bright. So actually, this 11, right, in the previous chapter, King Solomon already married Gentile girls and worshiped Gentiles, and this is his old age. So God raised up Edomites to become Solomon's Satan. Dian, no? Enemy over here in other translations, Satan. No? God raised Satan to attack Solomon, and later on, his territories become less and less. As if the messengers was released and come across the Euphrates River and took over the territory. So you know what I'm saying. So Euphrates River is the border river, yeah? And when the sixth trumpet blow, the four messengers of Euphrates River released. Yeah, before you cannot go across the Euphrates River, right? The members are protected. But now you can go across the Euphrates River. Outer court of the temple will be given to you. How do we know that? Please turn to Revelation chapter 11, verse 2. Revelation chapter 11, verse 2. 1 and 2. 1 and 2. Andrew, please read out loud, please. Just imagine this is Bowen Park Church, right? Over here, there's a fence over here, right? Somewhere over here, right? For car to come in, right? Now, imagine the fence out there, the wall out there is like a boulder. In ancient time, all the city have a river, right? Imagine that all boulder have Euphrates rivers, right? Now, when the first trumpet blows, those angels out there, those messengers out there, they like to come in. They like to attack people, but they were locked. They were bounded. But now, when the sixth trumpet started to blow, right? Then they say, you are free. You can do whatever you like. Then sixth bow, the river dries. So easy for them to come in, and they are able to overtake the kitchen, the IE classes, the parking lots. If you only work in parking lots, you never come into the house, you will be killed over there. If you only cook in chicken, I mean, not chicken. If you only cook in kitchen, if you cook chicken in kitchen, then you'll be killed over there, right? Because only one, like a major protected new territory is Naos, this chapel only. Okay? Meaning that in the last days, right, you cannot only serve. You should do spiritual cultivation. You know, now you go to local church, right? Many brothers and sisters, when they come to church, what do they do? They don't like to go into the chapel. They stay in the dining hall and drink coffee and drink tea and chit-chat, right? Talk about Obama, talk about stocks, right? Here is like a relaxed place for them. Or many people only like to serve. They only like come here to cook. They never like to come into the chapel. Those people, when the Euphrates River is dried, the territory, yeah, the protection is dried, they are able to come in to attack you. The outer core has been given for them to trample for how long? Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So here. Now I introduced everything already, right? So you compare all the structures over here. It's only a processes from messenger got released to river dry. Huh? Messenger of the river got released and to the Euphrates River got dry from 1/3% to 1/3. And many of this you already see with your own eyes. So to me, Revelation is so real, not abstract, right? Now, let's look here. Six seals, right? When six seals is opened, it is called natural disaster. How do we know that? Let's turn to seal. Again, this is only structure, right? Hope you understand. If you don't understand, fine. Chapter 6, verse 12. When six seals open, what happened? Now, enmity. Fifteen. Sixteen. Great day of God's wrath has come. Oh, the sixth seal opened. Huh? The sun become dark. Over here, you can ask. We say there's two realms, right? Two level, right? Spiritual level and physical level, right? Over here, you cannot explain spiritual level. Do you know why? Because sun is always God, right? Jesus, right? You cannot say Jesus become black, right? Some become dark. Some become black like Maobu. So Jesus become black like Maobu. Can you interpret it that way? Huh? Are you with me? Of course you cannot, right? Hello? Are you with me? Aya, you have no response. Aya, Jesus. No. So you can interpret over here, sun is like, this over here, sun is only celestial, it's not spiritual. That's why at the beginning there are four principles. One principle is two realms, right? It's impossible you interpret the spiritual realm, it's only earthly realm, right? The Bible really say, oh, the heaven and earth will be like a garment, roll up. Oh, roll up, gone, no more heaven and earth. At that time, so when six seal opened, it's a natural disaster. But six trumpet, when he blow, release what? Four messages of Euphrates. Six bow pour the river Euphrates dries, right? Now, this is a comparison to tell you that at that time there is a nature problem, nature disaster, and spiritual disaster. Two layers. If you go outside the society, it is chaotic over there. Imagine, I don't know what will happen, but imagine, really, Third World War. Imagine, really, asteroid comes strike the Earth, And the Earth departing from its orbit. That's why all the gravity is gone and all the stars to flow. But in spiritual level, like many Christians, right? Because of so many persecutions, so many problems, Satan is so powerful right now. Many like lukewarm Christians start to kill spiritually. So you can see six seals, six trumpets, and six bowls. They tell you that different layers of disasters, right? And the intensity getting worse and worse. Now, so you can see the trumpets and the bowls referring to the same object. No? We just mentioned that, no? All have to do with river or this oceans. No? Now we can see that the death increased from 1/3 to 100. Now relationship between fifth seals, fifth trumpet, and fifth war. Fifth seal is persecution to believers. Now, how do you know that? Like, let's read fifth seals. Who was reading? Like, Emily. Let's read fifth seals. Chapter 6, verse 9. Somebody was crying under the altar, and because why? Because they were the soul who were killed. Over here, I explain spiritual level instead of earthly level. You know why? Because if you go to heavenly kingdom, right? You explain that they are praying in the altar in heavenly kingdom. And they are crying for revenge in heavenly kingdom. Do you think anybody will cry for revenge in heavenly kingdom? When you die, you go to heavenly kingdom. Will you cry for revenge? Unlikely, right? Unlikely. So over here, kill is what? To me, if you explain spiritually, is what? Is persecution. Huh? 1 John chapter 3, verse 15. 1 John chapter 3, verse 15. First John 3:15. Emily. First John 3:15.
Anyone who hates his brother.
Yes.
Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life.
So they are the one who got killed, they are the one who got hated. They are hated, right? They are crying under the altar in the church, right? You imagine like you go out and bully and people call your name. People say, hey, you are against homosexuality, you should put in jail. Then you come to the chapel and imagine there's an altar over here. Of course, now in New Testament time, when you pray, it's altar, right? And you are crying like as if you are killed. And you're crying, Lord, when are you going to revenge for us? There are great persecution outside. Huh? Please read Romans chapter 8, verse 36. Emily. Romans 8, 36. We face death all day long. 终日被杀. You are killed all day long. You are killed in the morning, you are killed in the afternoon, you are killed at night time. How can you die three times in a day? Cannot, right? So only you can only interpret spiritually. That is, you are hated all day long. Right? So when the fifth seal was open, you are persecuted. Hello? Are you tired? No, you have to understand this because this is so important. If you are tired, you got to get up. You got to stand at the back, please. And when the fifth trumpet blow, it is persecution to the non-believer who was reading the trumpet. Frank. Sorry. I'm sorry, I'm trying to have fun with myself. Frank, when fifth trumpet blow, right? You're reading trumpet, right? It's you or Polina? You? Oh, your boss? Oh, your trumpet. Like, when, sorry, I pinpointed the wrong one. I dare not to pinpoint sister. Like, when fifth trumpet is, what is open? Fifth trumpet was blow, what was open? Hello? Anybody? Bottomless pit, right? And what comes out? Locust. Who does? No, I did not read this. Please read. Huh? I understand. I did not ask you to read this. Please read chapter 8, chapter 9. Who does locust hurt? Who does locust persecute it? Chapter 9, verse 4. Please read, Paulina. They only persecute those who do not believe in Jesus, those who do not have the mark of Jesus. So, when first seal opened, persecuted believer, right? First trumpet persecuted non-believer, and fifth ball persecuted the kingdom of the beast, right, Frank? Is that right? Pour on the kingdom of the beast, right? Oh. So, you have trouble. God will revenge for you when time goes by, from seal to bowl to trumpet. Oh? At the beginning, people persecuted you because of your religious belief, yeah? But later on, God persecuted, God heard it, used the locust. Locust actually is false prophet. Later on, I will explain why it is false prophet. He will lure many, many people to follow him and hurt them. And locust, they were the messengers of the bottomless pit. They are angels of bottomless pit, huh? The one that controlled the bottomless pit. Oh, they will hurt many people, many non-believers. And later on, God was so angry that even hurt the throne of the beast. The throne of the beast, the one that supported the false prophet. Oh, later on, you will know. Actually, it was the dragon supported the political body, and the political body supported the false prophet. No? Later on, you will see very, very clear. And again, these structures. I think I finished the structures. We talk about seal is authority, right? We talk about Daniel. Daniel's order was, the situation was sealed. We talk about trumpet. I think we rest for 10 minutes, we come back, finish this, and then we finish with all the structural information. Let's pray in silence.